If your community wants to learn some award-winning ingredients for a COVID relief strategy for your downtown, today's episode is for you. We're picking things back up with Shannon Lang, the Main Street Lincoln Park Program Director in Duluth, Minnesota. In earlier episodes, we learned about how Shannon revitalized her downtown from a place that suffered from vacancies and perception problems into a destination where businesses are thriving. And if you haven't heard her success story, I encourage you to go back and take a listen. But as I mentioned earlier, Shannon's Main Street was awarded a winner of the Main Street Forward Award for COVID response from the amazing Main Street America organization. So welcome again, Shannon.
Oh, thank you very much.
And so you obviously did some things right. And I'm wondering, since you won that award, and we try to give on this podcast, we try to share practical advice for like-minded listeners. I'm wondering if you could just share, you know, what was your secret sauce to help your community and win that award?
Well, if you saw the film, you would know that I always say that collaboration is our secret sauce. I've got a million examples of that.
Okay.
But specific to COVID time, there were a lot of things that went on. Our state shut down maybe sooner and longer than others. Our governor was pretty conservative, and that kept our numbers mm-hmm. down. So that's I personally feel it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But not from a business standpoint, it's pretty tough and scary,
sure.
To say the least.
Sure. A common challenge for all, I should add. So we are all ears.
So I tried to think about things that might help our businesses stay top of mind and our neighborhoods stay top of mind.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I did was Lincoln Park Coffee Break. And what that was I, for 2 weeks straight at the same time every day at 10 in the morning.
You got me with coffee. but keep going. Okay.
So at 10 a.m. every morning for 2 weeks, I had a different business come on and do a Facebook Live video.
Nice.
There were a few that had theirs uploaded. Doesn't matter. Each one featured a different business. And I had mugs made by a local potter just down the street that has the neighborhood logo on it. And a coffee, one of our coffee roaster that is also down the street. And I made every one of them say, "Welcome to the Lincoln Park Coffee Break." That's mm-hmm. what they had to say to start. And then after that, it was all theirs. And I suggested, and many of them followed this advice, to go to the back of the house and show how things are made and what makes their products unique or their space unique.
Draw the audience in.
Right.
Yep.
And these people just really, really, really enjoyed them.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly the ones that did go to the back of the house. We had a sheet metal company, Sheet Metal Solutions, that they went to the back of the house, but they showed how to bend metal, and our potter threw a mug on her wheel, you know, different things like that. And people really responded to that.
Yeah, so you got to feel like you were experiencing the space, but you did it virtually, which is brilliant. And keeping it top of mind, keeping the business top of mind, or learning about new businesses, I would assume.
Yeah, and just, you know, really underscoring the importance of, you know, putting that face,
uh-huh.
putting a face to the business that,
yes.
you know, people understand that, you know, you need to help our local folks. And then, of course, they had the opportunity to plug.
Versus the big box retailers and the mm-hmm. National chain stores, where there aren't necessarily faces running that day to day. Their lives aren't vested in it. It's not your neighbors and
yeah.
friends and those are the people that make up your community.
Right. And so that was one thing we did. Another thing was, I mentioned Frost River earlier, they make canvas bags, among other things, but that's their primary business. They make canvas bags, wax canvas bags. And
nice.
They do it on site. So their building is three stories. They cut in the basement.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They do all the cutting in the basement. They do all of the sewing on the top floor, and then their main floor is retail. And during COVID, they shut down. They basically took all of their displays off of the sales floor and set up more sewing machines in order to make personal protective equipment, PPE. Popper hoods and masks and face shields. But the face shields did not take a lot of skill, and they really needed their skilled sewers to be doing the masks and the popper hoods. So our parent organization, Equilibrium 3, worked together with them and Heritage Sports Center, which is a world-class hockey facility in our neighborhood, which also was closed and had these huge open spaces where you could very safely be with a lot of people. And we set up a mini factory to make face shields. And so that was going on. We got about 1,000 community volunteers throughout the period of time that this was done.
And that's the part of the sauce you refer to as collaboration, I assume. If I have it right, you rallied your community to come together for the good of the whole and for something that was needed, and everyone benefited. Mm-hmm. That right there, that's just one reason enough you were recognized for the Main Street America Award.
Yeah.
And that's just one of those examples of how communities come together.
Yeah, yeah. So we use that opportunity to roll out a neighborhood gift card. It had been something we had talked about for a long time, but this seemed like the ideal time to do it because our businesses really needed a cash infusion. And so we offered a $10 neighborhood Main Street Lincoln Park gift card to every volunteer that came and put together those face shields.
Oh, how nice.
So then they could turn around and immediately spend that $10 in our district.
So you funded the gift cards?
Yes. Yep. And that was really, really effective because not only did it, again, help keep us top of mind, it got some cash into some of our businesses, but then the sort of looking, you know, futurescape at Christmas time, then a lot of our businesses who maybe aren't, that aren't reliant on foot traffic, so some of our trades and our light industrial businesses purchased those cards to give to their employees for Christmas last year.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Because they were then aware that they existed.
Yes.
So pretty huge. So that had quite a lasting impact. We also administered a couple of grant programs, one through LISC US Bank. And then I actually got an idea through another Main Street organization because we had a credit union that was slated to open during the pandemic, actually during the shutdown, they were slated to open. And I made a call to them and said, hey, you know, I've got an idea, but it's going to cost you a few $1,000s. And they were totally open to it. And what they did is they took some of the marketing dollars that they would have used for a grand opening and converted that into a grant program. And so I worked with them to make that happen. And we got some money out to some of our businesses for just sort of an immediate relief with those particular grants.
Fabulous effort to extend and supposedly rescue some of those businesses from going under.
Yeah. So there, it was just sort of this kind of continual, okay, what can we do next to help our businesses? What can we do? And just kind of keeping our head down through the entire thing going, okay, what can we do to help next? And how can we layer things and keep layering things and collaborating? Because the Lincoln Park Coffee Break never would have been as great a success if the businesses weren't sharing the coffee breaks of others.
Okay. So you were all in it together.
All in it together. You know, Karen made those mugs and donated them.
You really had buy-in from your members.
Absolutely.
Your Main Streeters. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I can see why now, having done what you've done. First of all, the Lincoln Park program is very fortunate to have you and all of the staff members working so hard on their behalf. And I can see why you rose to the top as an award winner. Those ideas show grit and resilience and dedication. And I'm wondering, will some of those, like, will you continue with your gift card program? Will you bring back those coffee breaks during certain times during the year? In other words, you know, some of the things that you learned during that time might be ongoing modes for you. Is that true?
Yeah, the gift cards are absolutely continuing. Yeah, mm-hmm. they are absolutely continuing straight through. As a matter of fact, our business has got a lecture from me this morning to start thinking about deals they can attach to people who use the cards.
Uh-huh. There you go. Leverage it.
Yep. Don't leave money on the table. Mm-hmm. And so actually, that was a conversation just this morning. Coffee breaks probably, it's in the back pocket, but probably not necessary right now. But I did an online scavenger hunt during the holidays, the LNPK holiday hunt. And so in order to participate in the scavenger hunt, they had to go to the websites of these businesses that were
smart, closed.
And,
you drove them
right
to their storefronts virtually.
Yep. Right. And then we put together prize packs. The businesses all, chipped in different things, and I put together prize packs. And we had, winners of, prize packs worth $250, right, of stuff from Lincoln Park. So again, kind of that secondary exposure, right? Mm-hmm. And so the scavenger hunt was really popular. So I think I'm probably going to do that again this year.
Well, sounds to me like it's worth repeating, Shannon, along with all of the efforts that got you recognized for a winning strategy. So congratulations. And thank you for inspiring our listeners to march on in the important work you do to support our beloved hometown communities. And in the meantime, you won't want to miss a beat. So be sure to catch every episode of the Main Street Beat by subscribing anywhere podcasts are available, or get new episode alerts directly to your inbox. Just head to mainstreetnation.com to sign up. And be sure to check out all of our resources on how to drum up more business on your Main Street.